Yeah, this next one's from, I was at Newport News, Virginia, and I'm talking about evil.
You really enjoyed that conference, didn't you?
Now think back, Melody.
What?
We were having a hard time back then.
You, I said, had a good time down there.
Now, but you were upset that I was having a good time, you remember?
Oh, yeah.
That was a time where I was traveling all the time. Every weekend I was gone. And if I recall, on that trip, I called home once, finally.
Well, you sort of made me feel like out of sight, out of mind sometimes. You get so wrapped up where you're at.
Well, I remember you told me to...
I'm waiting for a call, you know, just...
Well, you told me to call that first night, and you're right. As soon as I get to a conference, boom. It's like I come to a conference, and I just get totally into it. I mean, my mind, you know, being a guy, I'm like a football player. All I think of when I'm there is the game. The game. What are we going to do? What's the game plan? And it's true that I didn't really think a lot about you at that time. Not that I... Never mind. I'm getting myself in deeper doo-doo. Anyway, I'm teaching on evil, and it's real for me. I'm not just preaching out of theory. We were going through a bit of an evil at that time.
Yeah.
When we have an evil in our life, that makes us look to God. We need now. When we're scrubbed raw, we need Christ. So that's why he brings the evil. You say, God, why are you doing this to me? He's not doing it to you. He's doing it for you. There's a big difference there between those two words. To me and for me. He's doing it for you. If it wasn't necessary, he wouldn't have brought it. And you can count on that. It looks like evil's running rampant in the world, doesn't it? It's not. There's just enough evil to do the job. It sure doesn't look that way. But since God is behind it, you can believe that it is that way.